Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Students at multiple Boston area colleges are continuing calls for their schools to divest from financial ties and end any research collaboration with Israel. Encampments at Emerson College, Tufts, MIT, and now Harvard have popped up in recent days to show solidarity with students from Columbia University in New York. WBUR senior reporter Carrie Young has been covering this story and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Rupa.
So there's news this morning that some Emerson students were arrested overnight. What do you know about that?
Yeah, so it was overnight that police came in. Boston Channel 7 was there with cameras, and you could see that the police had riot gear on, and it was definitely not something where the students went willingly. So yeah, as you mentioned, students were arrested, and police are still working on the scene, but the tents are being cleared. WBUR was on Emerson's campus yesterday. WBUR's Willoughby Mariano was there, and she spoke to Dylan Young, who was a junior at Emerson. And he told her, he knew that police action might be coming, but that the students and he were ready for that.
Everybody here, I think, is afraid of this kind of repression. They're afraid of police. They're afraid of jail. They're afraid of suspension. They're afraid of expulsion. But what's much more scary to us is what would happen if we don't try and what would happen if we fail in our project here.
So again, this is still a developing situation, but it does seem like the school has made good on the promises, the threats, if you will, to students that they made yesterday that they were going to be clearing out the encampment.
And what are you seeing and hearing at the other schools you visited?
Yeah, so I went to MIT yesterday, and the scene there was decidedly more subdued. Students were heading to classes, and it kind of felt like business as usual, unless you just had the encampment in your eye line. But, a couple students were like, I think that's a pro-Palestinian protest. Or, they said if they knew what it was, then they were like, no, it's not really impacting too much. So I did make it over to the encampment too. And I talked to a grad student, Prahlad Iyengar, and he said that his group that he's affiliated with, the Coalition for Palestine, has a couple of demands, and that includes a ceasefire, and then also that MIT stop taking research money from the Israeli military to fund research projects at the school.
Like, stop taking money from the Ministry of Defense of Israel, transition those projects to other funding, transitional funding. MIT knows how to do this. They've done it in the past with other cases where they divested.
I reached out to MIT for comment, and a spokesperson did say that the school regularly works with international groups or countries in their research projects, adding that, MIT strongly supports the principles of academic freedom.
And there's now a student demonstration at Harvard. What did you see there?
Yeah, the Harvard one is newer. That started yesterday. It began kind of with a protest, but there wasn't any encampment, and then suddenly, right as that protest kind of rally started up, my colleague Max Larkin was there. He said suddenly several tents popped up and there was all of a sudden an encampment. And so Max talked to a junior there. His name was Prince Williams, and he is with a relatively new group, Harvard Palestine Solidarity Committee. And he told him that this protest rally was partly to show the group's displeasure and also kind of protest the fact that another pro-Palestinian group was suspended from campus earlier. But then also he told Max that he wanted to show solidarity with the students at Columbia, who have also had an encampment for a little while that's come and gone and has had different shapes in between.
Now is the time, clearly. People are ready, are mobilized, and we wanted to harness that energy. We are here to stay out indefinitely.
So police have not, as far as I know, tried to break that up. Again, that is relatively new. It just popped up yesterday. And that is on private property on Harvard's campus. So we'll keep watching that situation.
Have students talked to you about why they're choosing to set up encampments over maybe other forms of protest?
I get the idea that some of this is to show solidarity. We've heard that from students on all of the campuses that we visited so far. But I've been told that part of it is to be like, you know, we are here kind of in the middle of the campus. It's easy to find people to talk to about our demands. They're here and ready to talk is what they say.
WBUR's Carrie Young, thank you very much.
Thanks, Rupa.